Please be seated. I've told you before that I really try not to do Mother's Day sermons, or Father's Day sermons for that matter. It's not that we shouldn't honor our mothers and fathers. We're doing that big time today. It's just that when it comes to a sermon, you never know what the lectionary's text is going to be. And sometimes connecting that to parenthood can be a stretch that can come off as phony or overly sentimental. And the truth is, parenthood is complicated. Everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own experience. Everyone is in their own place. So I never want to use a sermon to exclude someone or to possibly even cause pain. So today I really just want to focus on this wonderful gospel text. From today's gospel, Jesus said, "I do not call you servants any longer, but I call you my friends. You did not choose me, I chose you." Those are pretty powerful words. And I think those are pretty important words as well. This text is part of the last discourse, which John has taking place during the Last Supper. It's a long section of the gospel, and it is in essence, Jesus' last will and testament with his friends. It's very intimate. It's very personal. It's very poignant. And it also changes everything between Jesus and his disciples, and I believe between Jesus and us. But I will admit to you that whenever I hear this text, no matter what the occasion, I can't help but think of a story from my childhood. And I know I've told this story before, but I don't care if you don't, because for me, it speaks to this gospel lesson. It's something I think we all can relate to, and it's also, I think, a part of what brings us together this morning. When I was a kid, my love for baseball and my talent at the game never quite seemed to equal out. I loved baseball. I loved watching it. I loved playing Little League. I loved those neighborhood pickup games. But no matter how much I loved it, I was just never very good at it. Now, in my defense, I had a pretty tough neighborhood for a baseball player. Four kids on my street received college scholarships to play baseball. And my best friend Randy was actually drafted by the Yankees and played minor league ball for a couple of years. So in looking back, maybe it wasn't so much that I stunk at baseball as it was that everybody else in the neighborhood was just so good. Or at least that's the way I choose to remember things. But regardless of how it really was back then, the one thing that I truly hated was choosing sides. Despite my enthusiasm, despite my desire and passion, I was invariably either the last or the next to the last player picked. And even though I knew it was going to happen, it was still pretty ego-bruising. My friend Randy and another kid named Donnie were always the captains of the two sides, and because they were the two best players, and we'd flip a coin or pick a number to see who got to choose first. And I'm not really sure why we went to all that trouble, because you could easily predict who would be chosen first and second and third and next until you got to me. But one day was different. Randy had the first pick, and everyone knew that he'd pick Doug, who was the next best available player. But in the pick heard round the neighborhood, Randy said, "I choose Steve." What in the world was he thinking? You could have knocked me down with a feather. Was he trying to lose the game on purpose? But I really knew what he was thinking. Randy chose me first for one reason and one reason only: because we were friends. And over 40 years later, I can still remember that day as if it were yesterday. It's because being chosen and friendship is really important stuff. And being chosen in friendship is what our gospel lesson is all about. Every one of us, young and old and in between, has stories in our lives about being chosen or not. It's some of the best and worst moments of our lives have to do with being chosen. Being chosen is important stuff. It is about those wonderful, divine, unexplainable occasions of grace where God chooses somehow to bring us together at a particular place and time and into this thing we call church or family or community, whatever, you name it. And it's always the most unlikely cast of characters. With all our differences, abilities, disabilities, quirkiness, brokenness, wholeness, wisdom, doubt, joy, hope, and sorrow. And sometimes you just got to shake your head and wonder, but also to give thanks. Jesus said, I do not call you servants any longer, but I call you friends. Because I've made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father, you did not choose me. I chose you. And that's pretty incredible if you think about it. Incredible and wonderful that in this thing called life, we are chosen already to be of value and worth to the Son of the living God. And we're called to be his friend, and in turn to be friends with one another. But it's important to understand what this means. It's important to understand what it entails, this word friendship. You see, the word friend really isn't a sufficient translation from the Greek. In ancient times, a rabbi would have followers, and those followers were considered much like servants. But in this text, Jesus changes the relationship with his disciples. And it's big. It's huge. And understanding of that word friend is key to understanding what happened. Perhaps a more accurate translation of the word is those who are loved. Our word friend doesn't adequately convey the presence of love that is foundational to this concept of friendship. And I don't think Jesus is simply appealing to some noble ideal of friendship as we understand it, or just somebody to go out and get a beer with after church, after work, I meant. I really didn't do that on purpose. But I'm available. But instead, a concept of friendship. You're not going to hear anything else I say, are you? But instead, a concept of friendship that is wholly grounded in Christ's love for us, where we know that we matter simply because of who we are, and that's pretty heady stuff to me. And may we all rejoice in that. Life is always going to be a series of times when we're chosen and times when we feel left out. Yet know that one choice remains unchangeable. It is the spirit and grace-filled gift that God chooses us, just as we are, unmerited, undeserved, and so often in spite of ourselves. Now, it would be the perfect conclusion to this little sermon if I could tell you that that baseball game where I was chosen first resulted in a resounding and even prophetic victory for my team. But the truth is, we got hammered. But Jesus never says being chosen has to make sense. In fact, he tells us quite the opposite. Just think of a despised tax collector, a zealot, a betrayer, a denier, a tent maker, a bunch of fishermen, and folks like you and me. It is the grace of being picked first, chosen by the chosen one of God. He chooses us as his friend, a friendship founded in love, the greatest love. An accountable love, finding us all worthwhile and valuable and precious. It is an intimacy of friendship where together we're privileged to enter into his presence, to speak to him in the most intimate terms about those things he wants us to do and also those things we'd like him to do. It's a relationship where we're allowed to say what's on our hearts, to share our joys and concerns, and to know that he will listen. And celebrate with us those things that bring us joy, and weep with us in those things that grieve us. And the kicker is, we're just called to do the same with each other. That is our inheritance as children of the living God and as the people of his church. I do not call you servants any longer, but I call you friend. You did not choose me. I chose you. May we all grow to know that, to believe that, and to embrace that. It truly is the mark of love incarnate, a love without condition. And it occurs to me that maybe I just preached a Mother's Day sermon after all. God love you. Amen.